episode 918, When the Tears Keep Falling.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a really relaxing weekend, a beautiful weekend, full of sunshine and joy. Hopefully you're having some time where you could just gather your thoughts, because today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. We're chatting about when the tears keep falling. And so I cannot wait just to kind of share some time of reflection with you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. It's been a really long week. Maybe your week is already feeling long and it's just beginning. I don't know if you think that your week begins on a Monday or a Sunday or where you're caught in between things. And sometimes maybe you listen to these episodes and they're not necessarily always in chronological order. You just happen to grab them. So right now at this moment that you are hearing this, I want you just to kind of reflect. This is a time that I want you to shut down. Not meaning shut people out, but I want you to shut down and turn everything on to you. That's what I mean by reflection. Have you ever had a situation when the tears keep falling? You're physically and emotionally drained from the unnecessary pressure placed on you. There are many times we experience this unrelenting pressure due to the circumstances out of our control. And we like control, don't we? Control is something that we tend to talk about. A lot of things of what we do in our life is a response to a lack or a desire for control. So we either have the control or we don't have the control. And yet we want it. And sometimes when we have these circumstances and we really don't have control as to decisions or outcomes, what other people are going to do, their reactions, we begin to kind of feel stifled. We begin to feel like we're struggling. We begin to feel suffocated. I can tell you for me that there was this moment a few days back when the tears kept falling. I felt so out of sorts. And the crazy thing was, I felt guilty for feeling what I was feeling. Now, that is crazy. You sit there and you're like, gosh, I just feel like I need to cry. And all of a sudden you start and these, you know, the tears, they just keep coming and coming. And then you begin to think, why am I crying? And you're like, well, I don't know. Why did I start crying? What got me here? Maybe it was a commercial on TV. Maybe it was just a moment. Maybe it was something that within you, there was enough connection between what was going on in your world at that particular moment that it was like, oh, there goes the tears. And it's just like a flood. And sometimes we feel crazy because we feel guilty for feeling this way, because sometimes we don't even know why we're feeling this way, but we do. We live in such a twisted world. We don't always understand what happens and why. We begin to question our own competence, and therefore the little bit of confidence that we had begins to fade away. And then what are you left with? Scraps of hopelessness and helplessness. It's unfair. But I don't want you to despair. It's important to have a reality check. And sometimes that's when the tears keep falling. When you don't have all the answers. When you've been trying to do everything on your own. So when you're faced with a troubled situation, what do you normally do? How do you react? Where do you stumble? What has been going on in your life maybe recently, then you're like, gosh, I just wish I could have a good cry. You know those good cries I'm talking about. Because I'm sure you can go back maybe to a breakup, whether it's from a boyfriend or whether it's a breakup from your best friend. You had a fight. We've all had these fallings out in our life. And they're not fun. And we feel like an immediate failure. And sometimes it's our reaction just to let those tears fall. And then we feel guilty about it, because then we don't know why we're crying, because it's like, well, it's not our fault. And then you begin to lay in bed and, you know, you go through your day and you begin to question everything that you did over that period of time where you think the tears were falling. Maybe, you know, what was the problem there? You try to figure it out, and you know what? No matter what you do, you can't. Nothing makes sense. Nothing connects. Then you're left with what? Confusion. And then at times you just sit there and go, oh my gosh, what was I doing? What was I thinking? And then you try to snap out of it, right? You just pull yourself up, and then what really is happening is you're not dealing with it. I don't know about you, but these are situations that I don't like to talk about. These are situations that I don't want to, you know, always tell my best friend or my husband, or now that my children are older, ask them. I kind of just want to sit in that corner, somewhere where it's safe, where no one's going to bother me, and know that everything's going to be all right. And that's when the tears keep falling. What I want you to reflect on is one question. When the tears keep falling, whose strength are you relying on? Are you trying to do everything on your own? Because if so, you will fall short. That's a guarantee. I'm sure you can relate and say, yep, I've done that. I know I can. I've tried to do everything of my own strength and I fall short. I don't either get the answers that I want, or when I think I got the answer that I want, it's not the answer, and so I'm right back to square one. Reflect on whose strength are you relying on. If it's of your own, you know you're going to fall short. But if it's of God's strength, yeah, that's a whole nother awesomeness. That's an incredible crazy. You have to cry out to God, ask for his guidance, seek his strength, and rely upon his grace. I don't want you to minimize this. It's easy for us to minimize these physical, emotional strains in our life. We do. But God made us so awesome when it comes to the way we're made as a human being and our feelings, our emotions, how we're all connected. When the tears keep falling, there's a reason why they're falling. And sometimes understanding that tears falling doesn't mean failure. Tears falling means that you need God's strength, someone greater than yours. You have to cry out to God, ask for his guidance, seek his strength, and rely upon his grace. God's power is greater than anything you know. So call on your Heavenly Father for the needs in your life. Nothing is too small or too big for him. He just wants to hold you when the tears keep falling. So this week, keep the faith. Let the tears fall and allow God to be your hero. I don't want you at all to feel ashamed or overcome when the tears keep falling, because God's got you. And it's time you allow him to be your hero all the time in your life. It could be for the craziest, littlest things like, oh my gosh, I've got to go and purchase makeup, the certain mascara, because you have an event coming up. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? But he cares about the crazy little things in your life. One thing that we do so wrong all the time is shutting him out. And when those tears keep falling, that's the best time to let him in. God's got you in this. Rely on his power. Rely on his strength, on his grace. Let him carry you every single day through it all. I pray that your week is bigger and better than you could ever imagine, that God will give you everything as he continues to create your now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.